Describe one thing about your hair.
Straight.
Fuzzy.
Short.
Soft. I will be interviewing two people, Jamika Lee and Deja Harley. I'll have one question for them. Why is hair important? Deja, why is your hair so healthy?
I wash it once a week, and I wash it, deep condition it, then I blow dry it, then I straighten it, and it's a long process, especially the straightening, because my hair doesn't get straight. I think it reflects heat, if that makes any sense at all. It doesn't like to be straight. I love it now, but I used to not love my hair because when I was little, my hair was very, 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 very wild. I think my first baby picture was actually me in an afro. And it was, I don't even like looking at the picture because it just looks so weird. And my mom used to take forever to do my hair, and I'm very tender-headed. And so when she'd do it, I'd end up crying and crying for hours, or she just put braids in it, and the braids tore out my hair, and then she just decided one day, your hair is too nappy, so we're gonna perm it, and she permed it the first time. I think the first time she permed my hair, I was 8 years old, and it burned so bad. The pain was excruciating, and I don't know, it was possibly one of the worst pains I've ever felt. And I've been I'm a very clumsy person, I get burned so often. I have two big scars on my body in general, but the perm was probably one of the worst things because it burned into my scalp and it made wounds in there. And so she didn't perm it again for 4 to 6 months or something like that. And then she permed it again because it got really curly again, and she kept doing it once a month. And that's really bad because some people wait 6 weeks or something like that, and she did it once a month, and it just kept tearing my hair out more and more each time, and my hair was very, very it was dead. People on YouTube that would actually do African American hair, they just were Caucasian, and they just did their own hair because it was easy for them. And I finally started to get the hang of doing my hair and things like that, and then once I got the hang of it, it all kind of, it made me want to keep doing it in a certain way. And I haven't had a perm since before I entered ninth grade year, and I'm 10th grade now. So, yeah, 1.5 years. So, yeah, my hair is really, really curly at the roots. If you saw it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, she has Diana Ross hair. I'm not even kidding. It literally looks like I was from the 80s. When I was little, I think that I would have changed my hair texture to straight hair, just no curl, no wave, no nothing, just straight hair, like most Asian hair is. I would have probably wanted that because it seemed the easiest, and that's the style I always wanted when I was little. Now, I would probably do a mixed, I wouldn't change my hair texture now, but if I had to, or if I had the opportunity to, for a week or so, then I'd change it to mixed people hair, because their hair is nice when it's curly, but then you can straighten it really easily. So that's a good hair texture. It looks nice. There's a lot of people who buy hair products. Most of the population does, if you're a woman or a man. And 88% of those people are African American, who take up most of the consumer market of hair products. However, we don't have that many products that are specifically meant for our hair. And I don't think that's a smart idea at all, because we take up most of the population who buys this stuff. If I try to do my hair, it takes such a long time, and to some people who don't have my hair texture, it would seem ridiculous to spend 5+ hours on your hair. Or if you get your hair braided, to spend 6+ hours on your hair just to make it look good for that certain amount of time, and then have it just all get messed up again anyway. I mean, I think that when you even try to wear your hair natural, in its curly state, people always have something to say. They're either you look like Diana Ross, or you have an afro. I know I have an afro. Did you not look at the 80s at all? I'm so serious, that's what my hair looks like. And I can't straighten it every single day to make it as flat as possible. So, I mean, I think the society just, they like straight hair, and it takes a while for them to accept afros, unless it was the 80s. Even then, they didn't accept afros. It kind of, it showed your class, in a sense, like what people said about the 80s, it showed like where you were money-wise. Because some people couldn't afford hair products, that's why their hair was like an afro.
That was Deja Harley telling us about her hair. Now, let's go to Jamaica Lee. How come your hair look healthy?
Well, I go to the hair salon like every 2 weeks to get my hair done, like get it washed and blow dried and straightened. So, or like when I do my hair at home, I use like this thing called like Indian hemp. It's like a grease that's like really healthy. And then I use like pink lotion and like regrow, like when I wash it, I use like regrow shampoo and like conditioner. But when I do it, it takes like an hour or two. And if I wash it, it takes like 2 to 3 hours. Because like my hair gets like really, you know, curly and stuff. So it takes like a longer time, like to get it straight. And then like you go over with like the bumpers and straightening and whatnot. So, I mean, it can be a long time sometimes. But if my, like if I don't do it, have somebody else do it, it'll be like an hour. Well, when I was younger, I didn't have, like, hair at all. Like, my mom used to, like, put, like, weave braids in my connector, like, what hair I had, she could, like, weave braids with it and, like, connect it. So, like, over the years, like, I just started to, like, when my hair started growing, it was, like, I started to love it. And, like, then my grandma, she makes me take care of it. So, like, her forcing me to, like, do my hair all the time makes me love it. So I want my hair to be thicker. Like, I don't even care, like, if, well, I want it to be like long, but not like real long, like, but like a good length. And I want it to be thick, you know. And I also want to be like, when I wash it, I want it to be like curly, like just to come out curly, but it doesn't come out like thick. So, but I think, like, some people might think like I'm girly and stuff because I like to keep my hair done, but yeah, I'm really not a girly person. Like, if I had the choice not to take care of my hair, I wouldn't. Well, actually, it depends. Like, I would want to take care of it, then I wouldn't want to because I'm like lazy. But like, I think people's, like, when they see me, it's like, oh, she always got her hair done. She can't come outside looking like with her hair, like, you know, a mess and whatnot. But I'm like, I don't know, like, I have mixed emotions about my hair. Like, sometimes I like it, well, I love it, and sometimes I hate it. So I guess it like depends on the day, I guess.
There you have it. We got two views on why girls love their hair so much. Thanks for listening.